Good morning, Pillar Talk Audio. I thought, rather than my normal poems or rambles, I'd have a crack at answering the little audio questionnaire of slumber. Oh, it would help if I could see. So now I have to, like, blindly pat around for glasses. I was not prepared. Glasses, I know they are somewhere here. Okay, I guess we will do it half blind. Mitches? Okay, well. Oh, yeah, so I guess that's an additional bonus, you know, that I wear glasses now. And that my mattress is ridiculously creaky. Okay. One final. No. Yes! Success! Yeah! The crowd goes wild. I can see. And I still can't see because it's fasting in the morning. You have to rub the sleep from your eyes. And okay, now we're in business again. Okay, so. Little audio questionnaire slumber. Question one. How many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? For example, maybe you sleep with a pillow between your knees, or maybe you hug a pillow and then go to sleep. I sleep with 7 pillows. It was 8, but one's gone missing, which is a little strange. I think it was kidnapped. If you kidnap my pillow, please tell me your demands. Oh, okay, so pillows. My bed is in the corner, so it's bracketed by 2 walls, and I use 6 pillows to line the walls because I can move about in my sleep. And I have, like, one very, like, wow, I become really, really East London when I'm sleepy. Like, in it, though. I have one very, very overstuffed pillow that I actually am hugging right now. No, that I used to actually sleep. So, I guess that is the question. No, that's an answer. Question and answers are different things. Oh, this is going so very well already. 2, what other items do you sleep with? For example, a teddy bear. My glasses. I have never ever been sensible and put them on like a bedside table or whatnot. I either put them down on the mattress or I fall asleep with them on. It's why I have a separate pair for home, so my good pair in quotation marks doesn't get ruined from all my flailing and my sleeping on them. Yeah, it's not uncommon for me to wake up with my glasses under my ass. Smothered. I sleep with my laptop next to me. I am a bit of a technology whore, and I basically bought my laptop for, you know, just using in bed. And that sounds so very dodgy. No, because I have a desktop that I made and is actually, 6 foot away from me. But if I'm watching like videos or YouTube or Netflix, it's just nicer. So it's not actually that good a laptop, but it is purple, which is very important in laptops. I also sleep with both of my phones. See, I wasn't kidding about the technology whore. I also have, I recently got a tablet, and I'm also occasionally finding that in bed with me too. So I'm having basically a technology fiveson. Do headphones count? Because I sometimes sleep with those too. Because I have very thin walls, so if I'm listening to something late at night, I always do it with headphones. And books. I read a lot, so I normally sleep with a book as well. So yes, I do have a double bed to accommodate me and all the technology and the books when I'm having my technology and literary encounters. Oh. When I was a kid, I used to have a giant koala bear that I used to sleep with, and I'm mean giant. I was young, so I was, I don't know, 3 foot. And this thing was like 6 foot easy. And yeah, my brother also had a giant teddy bear, which was literally his mattress. I don't know where our parents got them from. And the main thing that gets me now is I know that it was a koala bear, but at the time I called it Mouse. And yeah, I used to sleep with that. And then when I got a little bit older, say 6 or 7, I used to have all of my soft toys in bed with me. And I know I went for a stage, which was a bit like the Waltons, when I would say goodnight to each of them. Oh God, and I can actually remember all the names. But now it's just technology and books. Okay. Question 3. When sleeping with someone and the screen goes dark so I can't see, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? Spaced. Space? Space. Words are difficult in the morning. I am a cuddler, but I also like my own space. I'm awkward. I'm complicated. If you know which film that was from, you get extra special bonus points. I'm complicated. Oh, I'll give you the whole setup. What are you? I'm complicated. I do like to cuddle. I love to be held. I love to lay my chest against my chest. Yes, my boobs. No. Lay my head against my partner's chest and just listen to their heart while their arms are around me. And they just breathe or sleep. But it gets up to a point where I'm going to wiggle free and just need some room for myself. I mean, even when I was a child and I would sometimes, after a nightmare, crawl into my mother's bed and hug her. There got a point when I would start to get annoyed because it was just too confining and let me go, let me go, let me go. So yes, I am a major cuddler. I will hold you close. I will wrap my arms around you. And I will adore every second, but don't expect to wake up with me in your arms every night because I will move around, I will wiggle. And also, when it comes to sleeping, my body temperature is weird. I either want the duvet around me or I want no duvet. So if you're the kind that always steals the blankets, I could be the girl for you. Question 4. When you are cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? I prefer to be wrapped up. Well, actually, if it's a guy, I prefer to be wrapped up. But if it's a girl, all my girlfriends seem to have wanted me to be like the big spoon. Like, again, East London. In it though, if I like with a girlfriend, they are like me. I should never do accents. And they like me to hold them. I think my boobs are like a good cushion or something, a good pillow. It's a bed, not a sofa, or a couch, or a settee, which is all the same thing. So I'm pretty easy, as evidenced by sleeping with all that technology. No. I'm pretty easy about it. I'll just want to be close to you. So if I hold you or you hold me, it's fine. I just want to be close to you. Five, what is something you have done to help get to sleep that has worked well? Well, I am a bit stupid, really. You'll find out why. When I was a teenager, I was working two jobs, going to college full time, and also having to have a life. And obviously, with that kind of circumstance, something had to give. And that was sleep. Oh, you know what? That's a lie. Even before that, I didn't sleep. When I was 11 or 12, I would stay up and watch TV on every night. So I remember going to high school, secondary school. I'm becoming Americanized. No! I remember I used to watch a program until 1:30, and then I would get up at 5 for school. And that's when I was commuting. So I made a decision a long, long time ago not to sleep much, and that just continued on. I think 4 hours a night used to be my standard, and then someone was concerned about my sleep patterns and wanted me to sleep more. And I tried, but I don't know, that was like 6-8 months ago. Before that, people were fine. And now my sleep patterns are hopelessly and completely messed up. When I sleep too long, I feel very, very affected. I feel like my head is full of cotton wool. I don't cope well with sleeping too long. But because I'm sleeping different amounts, my body is not as good as sleeping, going without sleep as it used to be. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm particularly good at sleep because I've trained myself out of it. And I do sometimes have difficulty falling asleep, and sometimes I drift off. Just like that. And it's a weird, weird thing. But yes, I also used to suffer from insomnia, and I don't know if it was self-induced or whether my not sleeping was because of insomnia. But insomnia is not a friend of mine. And I've been real lucky that recently I haven't had too much of a problem with that. But there is nothing worse than tossing and turning and trying to sleep. Oh no, there is something worse. The worst thing. Something worse. The worst thing. That sentence does not please me. The worst thing is when someone makes suggestions about things that you can try to make you sleep. Have you tried sleeping on your back? Yes. Have you tried drinking milk before bed? Yes. Have you tried tiring out yourself? Yes, I have. Do you really think that I haven't done things to sleep? I mean, as I said, I train myself to sleep very little, but even then, I would want maybe 3 or 4 hours a night. Even though, yes, I can operate on an hour's sleep without a problem. Although now it is a slight problem. No, I could operate, but you still want some sleep. Sleep is important. I would just question whether you actually need 8 hours of sleep. But now the other day I had an hour of sleep and I was fine until about 6 o'clock, which just happens to be my commute home. And considering I get up at 4, so that's about 14 hours. I'm okay for 14 hours now with 1 hour of sleep, but then I get a little bit, I want a nap. And I live in danger of becoming one of those people who sleeps on trains. Although I do have a secret power, a secret superpower. S's are hard when you have the lisp. And also, what sadist put an S in the word lisp. That's mean. Oh, I should never ever post this. I sound so insane. Where was I? Yes, I have an ability to wake up right before my stop. Every time. The only thing that makes me miss my stop is if I am reading. I get so wrapped up in books that I will end up so far from home. I remember once I was traveling from High Wycombe to my local station, main line, and it's like five stops. It's not a big problem, but I ended up in the middle of London because the book I was reading, Lord of the Rings, which is my favourite, well, one of my favourites, just completely suckered me in. And did I mention I had no ticket and I had no money? So I had to dodge the fare home, which was interesting. A story for another time, not. What question were we? Something. So I've completely rambled on this. Okay, things I have done to help get to sleep. A metronome helped. It really did. And just relaxing. Watching programs seems to help. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember falling asleep ever, or not often. So I don't actually know what works. But like I said, right now I am sleeping a whole lot more. What position do you sleep in? All of them. I, as a child, used to toss and turn. I have, even as an adult, found myself inside my duvet. So I do move around. If I'm alone in bed, I move around a lot. If I'm not alone, I will just move to a comfortable position and stay. I toss and turn. I also used to sleepwalk and sleep talk. My sleep talk is quite legendary in that I can hold complicated conversations about science and religion and not remember a bloody word. I'm actually quite proud of that. I don't know, mostly I sleep on my left hand side. Recently, on my left hand side. Have you listened to recordings in Pillow Talk to help you fall asleep? I have. I like to listen to people talk. I love questionnaires, which is strange since this is actually the first one I've ever posted, if I post this sleepy little ramble. So I like to listen to people. I love sound. Helps me sleep. I like the feeling of someone being there. So yes, I have. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or TV? I go through stages where I need sound or I don't need sound. As a child, up to the age of 5, I shared a room with my brother. And it was just nice having sound. And then let's not get into the whole epic of my bedtime, my bedroom evolution. Let's fast forward to about 14, and I would always have the radio on in the background, and then I became about 16, 17, and it was silence, and then it goes to music, and silence, and music, and silence. So, I don't have a fixed variance. I mean, recently I like to fall asleep with sound. Wake up to silence. I also have very thin walls in this flat. I was about to say apartment, but my Britishness asserted itself in my flat. And I do hear the neighbours through the walls. Not in that way, you total pervert. But yes, I guess I do like sound. I've never, well, I do live in London, so even if something else gets to London, it's never quiet. Even now, I don't know if you can hear this, but I can hear traffic on the main road. Yeah, so I do like sound. Nine. Are you a restful sleeper or are you more like a wrecking ball? Both. Sometimes I sleep like a corpse and I won't move. And other times I will move around. And as I say, I have ended up in my duvet before. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, God. No, I have ended up inside my duvet before, which was like waking up in a confusing white fluffy cloud, and then my claustrophobia kicked in and I became a bit panicky. When I change my sheets, it's always a bit of an ordeal to do the duvet because for some reason it just escapes me. I don't know how to do it. So I actually have to climb inside my duvet to make sure all the corners are lined up. And then it's always a bit of a panic because I am claustrophobic. I have situational claustrophobia. I'm... loud mattress. I'm... okay on the underground, and I'm okay in lifts, but sometimes I get claustrophobic in my clothes. Yes, you might have gathered, I'm not the most logical of people. But I can be like a wrecking ball, but if someone's in bed with me, I settle down. I might twist myself... I might twist myself out of your arms. But that's just because, it has nothing to do with not wanting to be close to someone. It's just, you know, I overheat sometimes when sleeping. So I will move. And as much as I love the feel of your body heat on my skin, I probably wouldn't be able to sleep if it's too hot. I can't sleep in heat. Coldness, I'm actually better with coldness than heat. I'm very British that way. The summer comes and all Brits just have an issue. What is that fiery ball in the sky? We're all going to die! It's summer. Oh, summer. Okay. Yeah. So, but when I'm with someone, I adore it. And even when I maneuver myself out of your arms, I won't go far. Because I love being in your arms. Question 10. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? I don't remember falling asleep the majority of the time. So I don't know. If I've fallen asleep watching a program, I'll be thinking about that. If I fall asleep talking to someone, I'll be thinking of them. If I fall asleep reading a book, I'll think of that. And if I fall asleep on a train, mostly what I will be thinking is, please, I cannot fall asleep. I cannot fall Oh no, wait, Halloween was yesterday. Damn. So, it's situational. If I'm with someone, I'll be thinking of them. Though, every time. If I'm in your arms, I'm thinking of you when I fall asleep. Question 11. And we have made it to the end. And I don't even know how long this is. I'm hoping it's not too long. I know I can ramble a bit. How many nights are we in the... Oh, words. Why are you so difficult? Okay. How many nights in a week do you need to come before you can fall asleep? I don't need to come before I can fall asleep, but I do prefer it. I think I do hold that traditional association of bed with sex. So I don't have to, but I want to. And sometimes a want can be so strong that it becomes a need. So, I think we finally reached the end. And that was my little audio questionnaire of slumber, in which you learned that when I first wake up, I am completely ridiculous, and that I yawn. Strangely. Oh, and that my mattress is loud. Thank you for listening. And good morning.